We're going to tell you the story of a couple of asylum seekers in PNG, a story that you probably haven't heard about. These are men who reached PNG and sought asylum there instead of Australia. Now they're stuck in Port Moresby, some of them for years, trapped by tight immigration restrictions around the world. Our PNG correspondent, Eric Torchek, met the men who told him their extraordinary story. They've been to Australia three times, they've even lived in Melbourne, but now they find themselves back in Port Moresby without any hope of returning to their home country or being resettled somewhere else.
Australians are very familiar with the story of asylum seekers who crossed from Indonesia to Christmas Island and were sent to detention camps in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. But there are two men in Port Moresby who used small dinghies to cross the Torres Strait between Australia and Papua New Guinea three times to seek asylum. It's a difficult journey, taking hours and hours in the sun or through storms to get to Australia. Once, these men even made it to Melbourne, where they started new lives, working, sightseeing, and hoping they wouldn't be caught. Zalman and Samar Khan are friends from the tribal region of Pakistan on the Afghan border. Samar says the pair, who are from the Pashtun tribal group, were forced to leave in 2013 to avoid being killed by Taliban militants.
They killed my classmate and my schoolmate, but I was lucky. I was run away from there.
The two young men flew to Papua New Guinea on business visas. They say a visa agent told them it was part of Australia and they could claim asylum there. Zalman Khan admits they knew nothing about PNG.
But my friend told me once upon a time in PNG they were eating humans. So that make me so scared. You know, I say I'm going from one problem and going to another problem.
Like the majority of asylum seekers, Zalman and Samar Khan destroyed their passports. Then they went to the Australian High Commission. It referred the men's case to the United Nations Refugee Agency, which rejected their refugee claims and a subsequent appeal. That left the two men stuck in Port Moresby. So they decided to fly to the small island of Daru in the Torres Strait and take a boat to Australian territory. Zalman Khan explains.
When we got that appeal, that negative result, we were so sad and upset. And so me and my friend, we start looking for something to go somewhere else because we say there is no hope now. Then we decided to go to Australia from back door.
With blind luck, cash and the help of local people, Samar, Zalman and another asylum seeker from Africa made it to Saibai Island, which is in Australia, even though it's less than 4 kilometres from the PNG coast. The men reported to authorities on the island, thinking their asylum claim would be processed again. But they were instead taken to Horn Island, where they were picked up by chartered jet and flown back to Port Moresby. Undeterred, the men say they earned money by buying and selling electronics on Facebook and saved for another crossing. They mistakenly believed that if they could reach the Australian mainland, they would have the right to claim asylum in Australia. Zalman Khan says the pair and an African man returned to Daru and, after waiting for days in a house in the jungle, found another person willing to take them across the strait in a dinghy.
So we start the engine and we start driving from that village and we just go. It was maybe 16, 17 hours to reach all the way from that part of Daru or that village all the way to Bamaga, mainland Australia. It was so hard and our bodies were burned black.
That difficult journey ended near the tip of Cape York. Sunburnt, exhausted and wandering along the beach, Zalman, Samar and their African friend met a couple from Tasmania who were visiting the Cape. They begged water from them and asked them to call the police so they could put their claim to Australian authorities. But after spending a night in the Bamaga police cells, the three men were taken back to Horn Island by helicopter, where Zalman realised they were being sent back to Port Moresby again.
And I told them I will come again. If I get a chance, I will come again. If I will fight for my life. I'm a human like them. I will fight for my life as long as I can.
Zalman and Samar Khan made good on that promise. They say they saved more money and crossed the strait again. This time they didn't declare themselves to authorities and instead flew on domestic commercial flights from the Torres Strait to Cairns and then on to Melbourne. Zalman Khan says one of the first things they did there was attend a protest, calling on the government to free asylum seekers detained on Manus Island.
That was our third day or second day that we went in a protest for humans, for asylum seekers, for refugees, for them rights. You are in Melbourne's Flinders Street. You are standing at State Library of Melbourne, Victoria, for the peoples. Because we are same, we are humans. If I stand for you, I will hope tomorrow you will stand with me and for me.
The men spent 7 months living in Melbourne, working illegally, but slowly starting to believe they had successfully begun their new lives.
Everything was so smooth. We never break any law. We paying for bus fee, we paying for train fee, we buy our own food. We didn't hurt anyone. We didn't do anything. But we just illegal. And why we were illegal? Because we didn't want to go back to our country or to PNG because it's not safe.
That changed when the Australian Border Force raided the house they lived in and arrested them, sending them to detention in Darwin, then again, for the third time, on a chartered flight to Port Moresby. For Samar Khan, it was a crushing experience.
When I saw the PNG plane and the flag, I was shocked. I was shocked, you know. And I don't have energy to walk. It was very, very hard time for us.
The men told PNG authorities they'd return to Pakistan and say they've signed paperwork to go back. But more than 2 years later, they say they're still waiting for their home country to reissue their travel documents. And Samar Khan says he fears what will happen when they actually return.
This 5 years for me, like my half life already is gone. So how I can go and now I go there back and they will kill me and how I can survive there? I don't know what to do.
There are other men like Zalman and Samar Khan waiting in Port Moresby, either for processing or return, that aren't part of Australia's Pacific solution. And there are thousands of people stuck in similar legal gridlock around the world. Barrister Greg Barnes is the Australian Lawyers Alliance spokesman on asylum seekers.
Tragically, it is not an isolated case. There are cases around Australia, there are cases all around the world, where the politics of immigration gets in the way of justice and gets in the way of practical outcomes. Immigration law and the way in which immigration law is policed by governments is more it suffers more from a black letter, inhumane and impractical interpretation than any other area of law. There needs to be a practical resolution of this particular case.
Zalman and Samar Khan have little hope of reaching Australia legally and say the Pakistani government has shown little interest in repatriating them because they're an ethnic minority from its tribal areas. So they remain in Port Moresby, bored, frustrated and without hope. Their ill-informed decision to seek asylum via PNG has cost them almost 5 years of their lives, and now there's little chance of them going anywhere else. From Port Moresby, this is Eric Twarczyk for Correspondence Report.